Welcome, welcome, welcome to Freedom Friday. It's your girl, Queen Sunny Honey, and this is the very first week of 2021. Let's talk about it. Yes, welcome. Happy, happy New Year to everyone. While the world is popping today, we want to get into the issues of the worldview on America. But before we do that, we always have so many fans out there. We want to just thank you so much for supporting us here at the Caribbean Radio Show. Yes, we are the Knowledge Station, coming to you each and every Freedom Friday. My name is Queen Sunny Honey. And on all of our platforms out there, we just want to say thank you so much for all of the love. And today we do have some feedback from one of our fans. Let's take this question and answer.
Hi, how are you? I enjoy for your segments. I've been doing this Archer Black podcast for a while now. Once again, my name is Empress Raphael from Chicago, and I really enjoy this. I would like to know, how do you get paid for segments, and how do you grow your brand and audience, and how do you get people to support and show love? Because I've been doing this for a while, and I have not received no love, not no audience, and I'm not getting paid. But I really enjoy this, and I'm trying to think about ways to promote it. Do you have any suggestions how I can go about this? If you have any advice, please contact me back. Once again, this is Empress at Raphael.
All right, Empress at Raphael from Chicago. Thank you so much for writing in and sharing the love and telling me you've been tuning into like 4 episodes. Yes, thank you, thank you. Jumping into your question about branding and podcasting, fortunately, through the Caribbean Radio Show, they bring an audience of 2.5 million listeners. So if you're out there with a podcast and you're seeking to actually make this an asset, you know, be where the money resides, I suggest that you always go where there is already a platform. If you are developing an organic platform, I suggest partnerships and sponsorships and marketing affiliates. All of these platforms allow you to just sit back through automation, supporting other people who are already bringing in a huge audience and getting branding money simply from those networks. That's been the way for Queen Sunny Honey to have a diversified platform. Thank you so much for that question. You know, that's the recipe. Just gave it to you. That's what we do here on Freedom Fridays, is simply give you the solutions you can use. That's right, through the Caribbean Radio Show, also known as the Knowledge Station. We are here bringing business owners, bringing value sets, bringing world interests and worldviews, because I am an American who just so happened to have left 5 years ago to sit in the seat here today as the Queen Sunny Honey of the Middle East and give you a worldview. Baby, what's poppin', America? How you doing? Like, really, guys. I know my people are sitting home like all safe. I know my people understand this is not my fight. I know my people understand that we are truly writing history right now. It's like everything that's done in the dark is, this is the light moment, guys. This is the worldview. Being an American who typically gets inside a taxi, doesn't even speak any English, so that no one knows where I'm from for all the past 5 years, it's like having people look and go like, okay, America's like a high school fight right now, because when you look at going around the world, it's one of the youngest countries colonization-wise. So looking like a high school fight, the worldview is like, wow, you know, honestly, when Kamala came into office, all the people over here with the big money spenders really did a lot of talking. So I understood that this was a realness to that during that day. It was like, okay, you understand different languages. You know where the money resides. You get it. But the worldview and just seeing it right now is like, what are people thinking outside of America? They're like, these people who are on the cameras. Like, these people are not being reactive because they're living outside of America, so it's more non-biased view. So they're like this well-orchestrated piece I'm seeing, you know, almost like a movie, just discreet attire. It's just really amazing, the discreet attire that you really can't see the people who are in the videos, but however, you got any other regular day things, you can easily identify who the people are in the pictures and the videos. It looks like hired help is some of the other opinions of the world. Hired help, you say? We've heard this story in the past repeated about hired actors. Hey, let's go, we got some volunteers. Show up with your VIP passes. Because when I say VIP passes, I have an experience from the traditional Black church with ushers, and knowing that these sisters and brothers who represent the usher board are like some of the most sound security I ever grew up seeing. So to know that these people came in, you can breach a wall and show me that, but for people who are already there with guns to have doors open, that's pretty much the VIP pass. So it's looking like from the worldview, high school fight, guys, and it's actually to know that in midst of chaos is a lot of money that's made. So it's really interesting that while people on the inside of America may be really, I don't know how you're feeling about things, or don't let your blood pressure get up, because I'm telling you, the main characters in this particular book, read my books online, SunitaShannon.com. These particular characters are ones who are sitting at home making a whole heap a lot of money off the stock market every time something chaotic happens on this planet. So yeah, where the money resides. Look at the stock market this summer. So much money was made. God bless you to everybody who got an LLC out there. You know where the money resides, and you have just been breeding and just letting it, you know, you say it rained today, I say I rain today. Just make it rain and all of the incentives that come with being someone who is invested in the midst of chaos. So a lot of the major characters in this particular book this time, they are getting paid. How, you say? Well, those firearms are tax write-off, which means they're free. The ones that you see that people may pop off with in the streets, they are free, they're tax write-offs. Also, all of their businesses and them themselves are insured in the event that anything happens. So maybe that discreet attire with not being easily identifiable to possible insurance agencies that would look at minorities and people who, to see a fraud, you were at a protest and somehow we can take away your whatever it is, cancel that. These people are insured that they get paid, not just carrying the firearms, but they have insurance on those businesses right now. And everything that they're doing is paying for itself and making others like themselves, like-minded people, very rich. Like I said, the stock market is going up and cryptocurrency is where it's at. Buy Guapcoin, honey. I'm here to tell you, in the midst of what's going on right now, while you're looking the other way, the unseen hand is making so much money, and it is so amazing to be on the right side. You know, not to just sit back and not make no money off of this, but come on, honey, cash in. Get your Robinhood account up. Get your Cash App. Get your stocks on. Get a little bit. And also, these people have this such timeliness. Look at the timing of being pre-tax season. When you see that the wealthiest are breaching walls, making money off the stock market simultaneously, making money off of cryptocurrency simultaneously, making money off the insurance simultaneously, using the free firearms that were actually tax write-offs through so many things of having wealth, and knowing that tax season is coming off. So it's like, even if you try to arrest, the bail money is paid like tenfold. Tax season incentives, pre-tax season. It's such timeliness that this is the very first week, the very eighth day. it's the eighth day, the day after the seventh day, the day after the first week. Like, we're going into week two with this coming up in week one. This is going to be amazing financially for so many people on the planet who are positioned quite well. The reverse side of the worldview and people wanting to know, like, you know, the solution, because that's what we're here for. We looked at the financial solutions. Then let's just look at the fact that people are saying arrest them. Well, if the people who are doing the walking around are in fact the politicians and the police, then they would have to change clothes and arrest themselves. I don't understand. Like I said, if the usher board had the pastor protected and the whole church locked down, to position yourself past walls and some of the world's finest technological systems to go into a place and still have a 24 hours left that no one has actually said, invoke the 25th Amendment, you know, because every 24 hours things could possibly change. The real question is, who polices the police? Somebody write me, DM me, inbox me, email me, call me, messenger me, FaceTime me, WhatsApp me, send a bird with a message. Give me a word. Who polices the police? See, when you are the person who's a police officer and that particular political official was the individual who wrote your recommendation that got you placed, probably in a higher financial bracket on the job, not just getting the job, but it is just really well orchestrated that, you know, it's understandably so, as they say, that you could not visualize that particular individual harming, policing, locking up, or bringing justice to that particular situation. So I worked in the background having a minor in undergrad in theater arts. Let me share something with you. It's the element of surprise, a secret. When you go to a production, you already know that, you may not know that the writer takes a blank piece of paper before a pen touches paper, can invoke the right to get your behind to laugh or cry. Same way behind the production scenes of television, movie, and theater. We had the same thing over and over in theater, night after night. But the audience member coming in for the first time is swayed and moved by the things that we have well orchestrated to invoke those tears, those emotions, those sensations that you're supposed to feel when you're coming to a cinematic play, theater arts, going to a production. The attire is very purposeful. Even in working in theater arts and how we do the makeup and how discreet we are, this particular situation that popped up this week, people, I am not saying it's fake at all. Please know that Queen Sunny Honey and the worldview of all people is here about solutions. I'm just saying, don't play checkers when they're playing chess. Look for the unseen hand. Be proactive and not reactive. Believe half of what you see and none of what you hear. See, that's something from a mama, out of May, 89. Taking into consideration, we are writing history, people. 2020, there were things that I could not turn back and do anything about. But I promise you, I make this proclamation right now. I'm not leaving any blessings on the table, on the floor in 2021. Yes, as you sit comfortably in your palaces, your kingdoms, your queendoms. I just want to send out so much love, excitement for you as you have been getting your diversified portfolio, not relying on one source of income, sitting back and being proactive as others go out and carry on a high school fight that has nothing to do, and just keeping yourself and your family, your loved ones and your children and your elders super safe in times like this. This is what we're doing over here in this side of the world. Let me tell you what's so special about a Friday. In the Middle East and in Africa, on a Friday, no one works. It's like a holiday. And being this particular woman of color, brown girl, coming up in South Carolina, I have always just felt like Friday was a holiday. I have 52 holidays of Friday holidays. So when you can just come and experience and celebrate what remains on this day with us. One of the key things that I notice about the culture here is it's a family day. I was telling some students earlier today, you know, as we were looking at the world, I was like, yeah, in America we have this family reunion in the black culture. It's like once a year sometimes. And they're like, voila! Over here every single Friday. Of course, if you're living 20 in a mansion anyway, every last family member gets together, eats, spends the entire day. All of the cousins will always grow up together because that's that particular day for family day. Then you have your, you know, your grandma days where all the cousins go over, or particular days where the grandma just rotates out, not sets, but niches of children. You know, I look and I see that I wanted to share that concept for letting us begin to celebrate our Fridays, or every time one of these situations happen where it is not our fight, we have no stake in this fight, that we become so proactive, so family oriented, so bossed up, drop shipping, asset driven, buying the block, with no money coming out of pocket, son, sitting there on some flexing your money bags, just making it rain in the name of the ancestors, dripping in the reciprocity, and not just talking about it, but truly being about it, because it is so effortless that others can do it. There has been so many obstacles in this journey of me becoming an entrepreneur with many businesses now. And even with the person asking the questions on just how you generate money off of a podcast, I'm here to tell you, everything is well orchestrated. And it was never as I thought it was. There's so many mistakes that I had to make in the journey. But in this fight, that's my personal fight and my plot in how I'm writing history. Where will you be in the history books? If you are a Bible believer, hey, this is some real revelations that's popping off and just changes that are happening. What are you doing? How are you contributing to it? Please don't come up here with the Facebook prostitution or Facebook preaching. This is not a platform meant for that. This is one that's bringing solutions. And I implore you, please, people, look into the mirror. See what you are bringing to the table when it comes to self. You don't have to react to what's going on in Capitol Hill, baby. What's going on in Capitol Hill ain't got nothing to do with this particular 24 hours that we are blessed with on this glorious day. My sister would say, what you eat don't make me shit. You know who you are. Don't give people your power. Even whatever is happening in the worldview, just think about how you can come up and come back, because once the chaos dies down, it's gonna go back. It's just the ebb and flow in life. just ride this thing till the wheels fall off. If you are bored right now and you got, let's say, five on it, go to a stock platform. Take that five. You know, they got things out here that's doing really good. And when chaos comes, those numbers get super low. Buy you something. Watch it grow. Flip it. Do your thing. I say these things to you because there have been times in my life, personally, where opportunity presented itself, yet I was not ready, available, or able to even accept the opportunity. I had a chance to work in the White House on some big time stuff. I had a chance to work for Nature Conservancy with by way of the campaigning for a presidential election many moons ago. But I wasn't right. I was so wrong and had to deal with my karma in that moment. And because of that, because of not being ready when opportunity presents itself, I just come to you right now to say, hey, chaos is opportunity, baby. You hear me? Chaos is opportunity. So if you don't know the answer to who polices the police, if you don't have the individual or collective financial power to do anything or to, if you cannot show up to Capitol Hill to that gunfight, fully armed, able, ready to put your life on the line, if that's your fight now, if you don't already have your full arsenal for your personal family, if you don't already have your diversified portfolio that you are just making money in your sleep, you got some website, you got some products out here, you got a service that you're giving value to the people, that you're contributing to the community, then now is your time to do that. There's no hating. Go on and do it while other people are real busy. Get your paperwork in. Climb that credit score up. And honey, it's about to be so sweet. Loved ones, it's really about to be okay with us. Every 24 hours that goes by, your homework assignment is to celebrate what remains. Think about it. By the time you wake up in the morning, work someone else's job, how many hours have you given from the 24 that you're given? And after that's over, how much you got left for you personal, and then how much you got left for your business and your family? So now is the time to just go ahead and go, come on caterpillars, let's just transform. Transformer, more than meets the eye. The easiest way for you to just get the information is to do the research. Don't take anything that I say and run with it. Take what I say and research it. Know that, yes, you too can also get yourself a $2 million building as well. How do you want to do that? Get you three friends that are about their business, that own businesses, that also can walk into a bank and acquire simply $250,000 loans under their businesses, not their personal names, you see, because they're bosses and business-minded people who know those things. And then the $2 million representing the 20%, which would be $100,000 from each person, putting the down payment on the building and knowing that every time, every month, the 30 tenants in that $2 million building are all paying leases, rental, monthly payments hitting you in the four corners of the earth, the four friends, the four of you, the north, south, east, and west. See, That's what the power plays are doing. Don't get caught up in anything that you have no control over. The simple prayer of serenity says, hey, there's certain things I got power over, and there's a balance to it, because there are certain things I have no power over at all. Allow me the discernment to know the difference between the two, so that sister or brother won't be wasting their time when we can become more self-invested in that moment. Get it? Got it? Good. So let's look at the calendar. The Senate is adjourned until January the 19th, which means you can give yourself that deadline to do as much as you can before leaving office. Build your LLC in 30 minutes. Hit me up on my website, SunitaShannon.com, for coaching and assistance on doing that. I'll give you a special discount. Hey, just say that you listen to the podcast and you will only pay $50, all right? $10 discount for my listeners. And yes, let's get it in. Let's get it on. Because on January the 20th, I'm a 20th baby. The 20th on this year will be popping, because that's the day that the new president will come into play. So let's just get yourself appreciating, self-invested, self-love movement going on. Be all about yourself getting off this 2021. You see what's popping the first week of 2021, baby? Do you see what's popping? Do you see what's already happening? Position yourself. That's right. Newly elected, self-proclaimed, self-love, self-invested, all about you this year. Be very well orchestrated in everything you do. Wear yourself some discreet attire in keeping your mouth shut and not letting them boy know what you're doing, child. Move in silence. That's right. Move in silence. In the kitchen of our home growing up, there was a sign that said, may you be in heaven a half hour before the devil knows you're dead. When you think of that sentiment, contribute it to doing the most with the 24 hours that you're given every single day. Do the most. We are not in control of the worldview or things that are going on in Capitol Hill. But as we close out today's segment, this is your girl, Queen Sunny Honey, bringing you simple solutions that you can use today, tomorrow, to break generational curses and bring generational wealth. This is another fabulous edition for 2021. Pop, 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 pop. Let's get it on. You can do this. Know that that phone, yes, that device that you're holding in your hand is the very same thing that Bill Gates, Donald Trump, everyone all over the planet who is running a business, minding their business, building an empire, using the same device. They're using their phone to do a business. You are using your phone to listen to today's show. So go ahead and get about your business and utilize this technology. Utilize your phone. Visualize, get your vision boards up. If you got them up, get them to manifesting. I would love to send out more and more opportunities for you to just be financially secure this year. Come on over to my website, SunitaShannon.com. Click on the store. Check me out on Sunita Shannon YouTube. Make sure you like and subscribe. If you would like to help and be a philanthropist and donate funding to someone else, to just be an angel donation to help someone else get an LLC, check me out on Queen Sunny Honey on Patreon. Until next time, limitless blessings to you and yours. Do bye bye, boo.